getting me what I was asking for. On somebody reading.
Mike is there.
So
the camera's there.
There's a request from the folks on Zoom. Sent a request. If everybody could, especially when we're doing joys and concerns, if everyone could come up to the stage and speak into the microphone so that they can hear us. Mm-hmm. All right. So first up is April 6th, this Saturday. We have a few notes from Sabine. Choir arrival time between 3 o'clock and 3:45. And for those who are coming from Winchester, as soon as you can get back. Moha's warm-up time and sound check starts at 4 o'clock on Saturday.
Crystal, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Can you repeat that? The arrival time is a window?
That's what Sabine said in her announcement. If the choir can get here sometime between 3 and 3:45, because our sound check for this choir is at 4 o'clock sharp.
So it's a window, because there are some of you that will be very on time, and those that are coming from the service. So there's a try as hard as you can to get here in that window, but there's grace.
Gotcha. Understood.
Yeah,
but absolutely for
this is going to be a train.
With that one, the Gen Outs chaperones will be here at 2:15 to set up the music room for their rehearsal. We need a volunteer for the survey table. The survey is for Arts Fairfax.
Yes.
And so we do this survey once a year at our community concert.
As many concerts as possible, and it's to gather demographics about our audience so that we can speak to who comes to our
performances. So I think Jim said he will bring the pencils for us.
I'm bringing the survey.
And you'll bring the surveys. All right.
Will there be someone to greet the Gen Out people at the 2 o'clock?
Well, I know that Sabine is going to be here at 2:30, and I'll probably be here with her by 2:30. So I'm not sure.
I hope someone could just to...
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'll try.
Okay. Hey, Jen, thank you.
All right. The question was, will somebody be here at 2:15 or 2 o'clock to greet the Gen Out folks?
Two.
Hey, Jen is offering to do that.
Thank you.
And so we still need a volunteer a non-singer volunteer to sing, to sit at the volunteer table, the survey table, sorry, and answer questions. So you know, people who purchase tickets, I think it's people who purchase tickets. It wasn't clear to me, but and Karen, you can chime in if I'm wrong. It's people who purchase tickets to the April 6th concert can buy a discount ticket for the June concert. Is that right, Kim? $5 off. So the reason why I'm questioning, I just want to make sure, it's not people who just are here in the building, like the concert participants. Can
right, because they've gotten a ticket.
No, I mean
free.
The singers.
The singers have gotten the ticket.
But
for
what
free,
is right? How does one actually execute on getting the $5 discount? Do they have to show a ticket stub, which would be weird because 2024. How do they do that?
There's going to be a QR code at the table for them to scan it, and there will
anyone here in the building.
So it's not anybody.
Whether they bought a ticket or not. Anyone
seeing
here in the building.
We need to put butts in the seats, I'm really not particular. And they have a very short window of time.
Right.
They have 8 days.
Okay.
From April 6th to April 14th, you can get that $5 discount if you're here in the building on April 6th.
Right.
So if someone could give me that for the script, I could include that.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, please send me.
Oh, good. All right. Let's see, what else does she have here?
You don't want to know.
That's it for quite a lot April of doing 6th. For that. Are there June concert updates? I wasn't sure. I saw lots of emails flying. But is there anything that we need to announce tonight or remind people about tonight?
Sell tickets.
Sell tickets, yeah. We're still at the same level that I
sell tickets.
Last
there is
rehearsal.
A countdown clock on the website. On the countdown clock on the website, you will see how many days until the concert.
How many tickets have been sold so far?
Not enough
41.
To fill all of the seats.
It's really 39 plus two comp tickets, so it's 41 tickets.
Are you talking for the June concert or
yes.
For the June concert?
Yeah, we're on to the June concert. Sell tickets. All right. Laura, do you have updates?
I do.
Hi, everybody out there. A couple of things. For those who are planning to go to the June S Memorial Service, we have around 8 people so far who've said they'd like to go, which is great. We're going to be leaving, not arriving, but leaving UUCF at 9:30, where we'll have carpools. If you want to come, let me know, please. But we will be leaving at 9:30 to get to Winchester on time. I just got the outline of the service itself. I'll be sending it to everyone who's let me know about it. David, are you going to want to carpool on Saturday to Winchester?
I have to drive.
You have to drive. Okay. Then you won't be coming.
I'll come.
I mean,
but I'll wait for you.
I have to because for some other things.
Okay. So, David, so it'll be the rest of us will be meeting at UUCF and leaving at 9:30. Thank you. Crystal also mentioned volunteers for April 6th. We need a volunteer who can purchase carnations for us. We want to give each of the guest choirs one carnation for each of their singers and their directors, something that would be our little gift to them. But some of us will be in Winchester and can't pick them up and bring them here. So we need someone else who would volunteer. We'll tell you how many carnations to get and to bring them when you come at your normal 3:30 time or whatever. So if you could let us know, and then the board will reimburse you or however we want to do it. But we need someone to do the carnations, pick up the carnations and deliver them here. The third thing is that Gen Out's having their Youth Invasion concert April 28th, and it'd be great if some of us could attend. I've been before, some of us have been, and it's wonderful. And this year they're collaborating with the chorus of Jackson Reed High School. I'm not sure where that is, but one of the songs that they're singing is The Storm Is Passing Over.
Oh, wow.
It will be really interesting to hear their version of how they do it. So anyway, their concert is April 28th. I'll share that information with Sabina, and it'll be out in the choir notes. And then the fourth thing, I'm going to be nagging you because that's what I do. Just a reminder about I Can Do, May 4th. We have some people signed up already. Thank you so much. But I'm going to start pushing for that soon so we can do that. And we already have two alums who have signed up on the alum website to attend to sing with us. I sent out a separate, thanks to Sabina, a separate newsletter just to alums to let them know about the website. And while we remind them, it'll also be in the monthly newsletter, and another newsletter will go out just for alums, and also let them know about June's Memorial, and also to gave them an update on Dick Van Dusen. Because Sharon did say, I asked her if she would like to hear from alumni, and she said they would love to hear from alums. So I'm sure that alums are now flooding them with additional cards and everything. Thank you.
Thank you. And I want to give a thank you to our community building committee. And they are Teresa, Lawrence, Karen Flan, Hagen. Our community building committee is now our nominating committee.
Nice.
And again, here, where we're looking for nominations to serve on the board.
That's true.
And so please talk to any one of these altos. They're all altos.
And the problem would be?
I know, it's not a problem.
Because.
Just saying.
Amazing alto.
Because.
We're the stars.
So, it doesn't have to be an alto to serve on the board.
Yeah, well, whatever. We get stuff done.
So, updates from your team? Okay. Sally, any updates about grants or anything that we want to share?
Not from the board.
No.
The Arts for Your Effects grant goes in this Friday.
Okay.
And we got stuff now. Last minute help.
Thank you for doing that.
From Jim on the financials, and Sabine's going to be helping out. And anyway, it's going in Friday.
Oh, what?
We should hear from the BCA sometime in the next 7 to 8 weeks.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, it takes a while.
The BCA.
They have to convene, they have to look at.
All right. Before we move to joys and concerns, are there any other announcements? All righty. Joys and concerns. Let's start with our friends on Zoom. Any joys and concerns?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
They're all
that's
happy.
Sweet. Everybody's
all
right. In a good place.
Any joys and concerns in the room? Sue. Some of you know Judy Harrison, who, if there is one person responsible for Mosaic Harmony, it's Judy Harrison, who had the idea of bringing together people through gospel music. Judy's partner of the last 5-6 years, Jerry, died on Saturday. I had not even mentioned the 30-year reunion because I knew he was not well. And also her dog is ailing, so it's a rough time. It's a rough time. He had been having some issues for a while, but went into hospice one day, and when he decided, and next morning he was gone. So keep Judy in your thoughts and prayers. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah, some of us met him at the 25th reunion. nice man.
Dang.
He's messed up.
I have joy, if I may. I have two, one joy and one kind of weird. I had the privilege of going and visiting Dick and Sharon.
Oh,
and it was, Dick is amazing. Just amazing. He's really, we're all very, very encouraged and excited at the progress that he's making.
Okay.
The message that Laura, I think, shared already gave a really, really good update. He's got the feeding tube so he can get more nutrients. He's got a long road to hoe. But I said, you have till June 23rd to be there. So do what you gotta do. So
I'm with that plan.
So we got to laugh and talk, and they're keeping me up to date on whatever they need. But I just needed you all to know how wonderful he's doing. Hmm. And Sharon and he wanted me to emphasize to you how important the message connected is, and that they really, really literally believe that, and that that song and us singing it means a lot to them as they're doing the journey. So, they were quoting the lyric, the tenor lyric, subatomically, So she asked me to remind you all to really absorb the message of connected, because it really is true. Okay, so that's Dick and Sharon. My weird one is, for the first time, my ducks are doing great. I would have brought the two babies with me tonight, but
I have two babies,
and they're doing great. Tomorrow, for the first time in my life, as a part of my journey into my new normal, I'm getting a tattoo.
Yeah! I love this idea.
So I was petrified.
Good.
I'm going to do it. And it's a it's kind of a memorial tattoo.
Oh, my.
For those of you who know, the poem that I wrote for David, you are a lighthouse, you are my lighthouse.
He hasn't thought this through.
It's reflective of the message. You are my lighthouse, you are my anchor, you are my compass. And the tattoo artist has created an amalgamation of compass.
Is it that big? Is it really that big?
That's a big tattoo.
Uh-huh.
Oh, David.
And this is tomorrow.
Okay.
No. Thursday.
2 days before a concert.
So you're going
first.
2 days before a concert.
Oh, no, I'll be back. I'll be fine.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You think so.
Right.
Because you've done this before, right? Because you've done this before. Exactly. He's never done this before. He doesn't know how this is going to feel.
He's going to be a noose. Unbelievable.
I don't think so.
My husband had a tattoo this big on his chest.
Tell him he needs to do it.
Then he had a tattoo on his forehead. It's a really bad idea. It's a really bad idea.
The timing is terrible.
So I have one thing.
This weekend I'm going to be away. My son is graduating with a doctorate in physical therapy.
Yes, it is.
You know, his growing up has been a long haul for me. Anyhow, I'm so excited for him. It's been a long time.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome. That's a big deal.
Oh, there's my pen.
I have to slip out, and it's hard to do from a raised platform.
All right.
Trying to do an Irish goodbye.
And somebody else. Yeah, you did. Share.
Is that the ring?
That's
the ring.
It sounds like it, doesn't it?
We got one. Do we have one over here? What? Reggie has one.
Does he have to?
Can we turn the camera toward him?
Turn the camera.
Let's just turn the camera toward him.
Yeah.
We should have
talk loud, Reggie. We know you don't do that easily.
Talk loud.
Yeah.
I just want you to know that I mentioned that I have a new granddaughter.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Daughter kept us, surprised us with the name. She named her Estelle Honor. And Estelle was my mother's name.
Aww.
And Honor is her grandmother's, my Barbara's mother's name.
Wow.
So Estelle Honor is now home. She came home yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
She was born on the 19th, but Liz had complications that required additional surgery while she was at home. So they kept her in the hospital a lot longer than Liz planned, because Liz said everything was pretty well. But she is now at home. And then Darren is doing better.
Yay.
And he is not super better, but a lot better. He's he sat up for Easter and ate with us. Which
is a big deal.
Usually doing a lot of prone position stuff. His voice is getting stronger, and he's eating more solid food. So we think he's going in the right direction.
Rounding them up.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you. Wonderful.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anybody else? All right, make us one. Please stand in
the room. I gotta get off this platform.
Yeah.
But we don't need that.
No.
Kelly's here.